Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. One of the common phrases you hear in education today is the whole child. When speaking of the whole child, many are referring to education that considers all aspects of the child's learning, including cognitive, physical, social, and emotional. As Christians, we would include a child's spiritual growth as well. Those who aspire to teach the whole child will likely use an integrated curriculum that includes literacy, math, the arts, and other areas into a lesson. For example, you may observe a math lesson that involves writing or art. We can see in today's reading from Deuteronomy that this is hardly a new concept. The verse begins with a commandment to love God completely, heart, soul, and strength. The Lord expects these commandments to be on the hearts of each of us. This is not just something to know cognitively, but something to love and cherish. He goes on and states that we are to impress them on our children. It might be easy to read over the word impress. That's a strong encouragement. This is not something we let them know about. It's not something to do when you get to it. And it's not something to compartmentalize. Telling children about the Lord their God is not just for Sunday worship, Bible story time, and devotions. He describes so well that this should be a natural part of everything we do all day, each day. When we're at home, out for a walk or a drive, as we lie down in the evening and as we get up each morning, as we run them to school or bring them home from soccer practice, when we are getting dinner ready or changing their diapers, when we are struggling, rejoicing, or just having an ordinary day. When we are playing with a child or disciplining a child. When we are at home or in the classroom. You may have noticed the Old Testament tradition of tying small boxes to their hands and foreheads. While we don't observe this tradition today, what a clear illustration that God is part of everything we do and should be evident. Let's make it our goal that, as we speak to a child or their family, as we collaborate with a colleague, or as we spend time with friends and family, they see Jesus in all we do. Let His love be clearly evident in our words, in our actions, in all we do, all day, every day. Impress them on the children. We pray. Dear Father, sometimes it's not comfortable to include you in my conversations, or I forget to do so. Forgive me. Help me to strive to include you naturally in all I do and say, especially with the children, so that they can grow closer to you. In your name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. Brainstorm ideas of ways to talk about Jesus in situations that you may not have thought about before. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.